Good morning, brothers and sisters. We have come to Colossians today. We are going to look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. What is the theme of Colossians? Christ is supreme. Therefore, He is sufficient for all things. He is supreme. So, He is sufficient for all things. Paul wants to exalt who Christ is and His supremacy and His sufficiency. But why he wants to exalt Christ's supremacy and His sufficiency? Because false teachers were teaching that Christ is not enough for us. We need something else. We need to follow philosophy. We need to add something to what we believe. So that's why here Paul is telling that and attacking the false teachers with the truth. Paul was depending the truth. Because of false teachers. So Christ is sufficient for us. That's what Paul is saying here. Because false teachers are attacking the church. We no need to have anything else, but Christ is enough for us. But one of the problem in the church of Colossae is legalism. The legalism is prominent thing in Colossian church. The Paul is telling the truth. We doesn't need the legalism. Legalism does not save anybody, but Christ saves. But false teachers are promoting legalism in the churches. It kills Christian freedom. God gave freedom for us in Christ. But false teachers, they are adding something else. They are taking away our freedom, what we have in Christ. Christ takes away burdens. He does not give more burdens to us. He takes away burdens. But false teachers, they are adding more burdens to us. That's what's happening in the church. We know Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 to 30. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Verse 30. "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is saying something else, but false teachers saying something else. They are adding more burden to church. That's why Paul is writing these words. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. We can read this. It is very clear. The false teachers, they are increasing burden on people. Even they cannot bear it. Even they cannot bear it. But they are adding more things upon the church. It is true, right? Even the people are forcing things on the church members. The legalistic things in the church. The people think, unbelievers think that, if I want to believe in Jesus, I need to follow so many rules and regulations. I don't want Christ. Did you see? Indirectly, the people are false teachers attacking the gospel. Because putting so many rules and regulations to come to Christ. So Paul is doing same thing here. He is attacking the legalism. He is telling that we have Christian freedom in Christ. Verse 16 and 17. "Therefore, no one needs to act as your judge in regard to food or drink, or in respect to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath day. Verse 17. Things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. It is very clear, right? He is helping us to pursue Christian freedom, because it says it is command. No one is act as your judge. You need to respond. You need to pursue your Christian freedom. That is your responsibility. It is very clear that based on Paul's words in these two verses, we can say that he is talking about our freedom from legalism in Christ. False teachers in Colossae are trying to promote legalism in churches. He is proving that Christians are not under Mosaic rules and regulations, laws, rituals, because of Jesus. He says, no one is act as your judge. Let no one judge you based on the rules and regulations and rituals. He is saying, verse 17, the things which are shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Look at verse 16. Paul started with the word, therefore. Therefore, Paul is giving a conclusion to what he has discussed beforehand. We have to go back to the context. If you look at chapter 2, verse 9 to 15, we can see Paul proved the sufficiency of Christ for our salvation. We doesn't need philosophy. We need Christ. Christ is enough. Because the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. You have been made complete in Christ. He is head over all rule and authority. Amen. You are circumcised. You are dead with Christ. You are buried with Christ. You are raised with Christ. You have forgiveness in Jesus Christ. He made alive together with Him, having cancelled out all the certificate of death. Then He made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through Him. All the rulers and authorities. If you understand who Christ is, if you understand the sufficiency of Christ is, why do you want to go back to legalism? Therefore, if you understand, then he is adding conclusion. Let no one judge you. Let no one judge you because of legalism. That's what Paul is saying. We should pursue Christian freedom from legalism, because that is our responsibility. Paul has commanded us two ways that we can pursue Christian freedom from legalism. The first way is run away from legalistic men. If you see verse 16, therefore, no one is act as your judge in regard to food or drink, in respect to festival or new moon or Sabbath. Here Paul is commanding believers that anyone should not judge them. The idea is that they are continually judging church members. Here judging means to pass judgment upon or to seek to influence the lives and action of other people. The false teachers are passing judgment on believers. They are seeking to influence Christians to follow legalistic rules and regulations. This word has an idea, passing an unfavorable judgment upon, criticizing, finding fault with. False teachers were passing unfavorable judgment upon believers. They are criticizing them. They are finding fault with Christians because they are not following all those legalistic rules and laws and rituals. They are doing continually. That is their habit, judging, criticizing Christians in regard to legalistic things. But the idea is, Paul is commanding Colossians that they should not let anyone, any false teacher, judge them. Colossians should train yourself in that. It should be your habit, if anybody is coming to you, anybody comes to this church, Cornerstone Church, and saying that you need to follow that one, you need to follow this one, you need to say, you should not judge me based on these rituals because of the word of God. Christ is enough for us. We should not let anybody to judge. Believers should not allow that to happen in this church. Paul is saying that whom Paul's teachers should not judge. He is telling to whom? Believers. Says, right? Let no one act as your judge. Your judge. The idea is no one should think, brothers and sisters, this is job of pastors. This is job of other Christians. This is not my job. But Paul is saying very clearly, you, let no one judge you regarding all rituals, legalistic things. That's what he is saying. You need to stop them whenever they judge you regarding legalism. This is simply not believing their legalistic theories, not submitting their judgment, not obeying their legalistic theories. Ultimately, no, you should run away from those people. That is the idea. Let no one judge you. That means don't submit to them. Don't listen to them. You need to run away from those kind of people. If somebody is promoting legalistic things rather than Jesus Christ, we do not need those kind of teachers in our churches. Those who exalt rules and regulations but decrease the value, the excellency of Jesus Christ. That's what you need to run away from that. So the first way that we can pursue Christian freedom from legalism, run away from that legalistic people, legalistic teachers. The two reasons why we run away from legalistic men. The first reason why we run away from legalistic men is the judges regarding dietary regulation. The judges regarding dietary regulation. Look at verse 16. Therefore, no one as act as your judge in regard to food or drinking. Food or drinking. Paul is saying in what respect that legalistic teacher judge. That is with respect to food, with drinking. Believers should not allow anyone to judge them with respect to food and drinking. This Paul is probably referring to OT food laws. Leviticus chapter 11, you can read it. There are many rules and regulations. What you should not eat, what you should eat. You can read that. When you read Leviticus chapter 11, there are some animals, some things you should not eat. Like for example, camel, rabbit, then pig, pork. You should not eat pork. Then verse 12, whatever in the water does not have fins and scales is abhorrent to you. It's like, no, if you think about those laws, what they are saying, you should not eat these kind of things. You should not eat pomfret, for example, because scales are not there, right? You should not eat, actually. What they are saying, you should not eat these kind of things. They are promoting. If you are eating pomfret, you are not a Christian. Please follow that. They are criticizing those who are eating those things. You should not eat pork. But we like pork, right? More than anything else. When there is a special thing in our house, we make pork, right? But what they are saying, you should not make pork. Because look at the law. It is written in the Bible. How dare you follow these all rules? How dare you can eat pork? So they are judging the Colossians based on food. The Jewish people, they should not eat eagle or raven, ostrich, even bat. There are many things we should not eat. Jewish people should not eat. The mouse, lizard, crocodile, sand reptile. There are many things you can read Leviticus chapter 11. But what I am saying, no, most of these are favorite food for Gentiles. lizard. Some people eat lizard, right? Big lizard people eat. So most of them are the favorite food for Gentiles. But what Jewish people are saying, teachers, you should not eat. If you are eating these all things, you are not behaving like Christian. As a Christian, you need to follow these all things. They are criticizing. They are passing judgment on Gentile believers. Colossians. Leviticus chapter 11 verse 34. We can see. Any of the food which may be eaten and which water comes shall become unclean. And any liquid which may be drunk in every vessel shall become unclean. It's like there is a law. You should not drink some kind of drinking. So they are adding all these rules and regulations. Numbers chapter 6 verse 3 says, he shall abstain from wine, strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar, whether made from wine or strong drink. Nor shall he drink any grape juice, nor eat fresh or dried grapes. It's like, no, Nazirite vows this is. That person should not eat even grapes, drink grape juice. If somebody is drinking something, these people are saying, why you are drinking that one? You should not drink. You need to follow all those rules and regulations about food, about drinking. We know that Colossian church was attacked by two false teachings. One is Jewish false teachers. Another one is pagan false teachers. Even Gentiles practices dietary rules and regulations. Probably they are promoting their rules about food and drinking. There are some reasons why even Gentiles should not eat meat particular times. You know, fasting 40 days. You should not eat anything up to 40 days. Even Gentiles have these kind of practices. The scholar says some fact about this issue which is happening in Asia Minor. They believe that not eating meat is connected to purity. Did you see what they are believing? One can serve the deity if he is not eating anything, if he is doing fasting. He can come closer to the gods, preparing oneself to receive a divine revelation. They believe that. They believe that. If some person is not eating, he is so holy person, that person is very near to God. They believe those things. They are forcing others, criticizing others to do, to follow these all rules and regulations about food and drinking. The false teachers in Colossae are doing this. That's why Paul is writing these things. Let no one judge you in regarding food and drinking. Paul is commanding. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3 says, men who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. They are rejecting the food which God created for us. Even apostles decided to give some instruction to Gentile Christians because they were stumbling block for weak Jewish believers. Acts chapter 15 verse 28. It says like this. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these essentials. Verse 29. That you abstain from the things sacrifice to idols and from blood and from things strangled and from fornication. What Paul is saying here, what apostles are saying, we are not giving more burden, but follow some rules. Don't eat the meat which is sacrificed to idols. Don't drink or eat the blood which is sacrificed to idols. So you follow these rules, but they are not implementing, they are not forcing the Gentile Christians to follow all rules. All rules. We can say that the false who is false teachers, who is the good teachers? The false teachers always gives you burden. do this. The good teacher always exalt Christ, help you to become like Christ by giving example of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, you may not judge like false teachers in Colossae, that you need to follow all these rules and regulations about food to be saved. You may not say that, but even you can judge others regarding food and drinking. False teachers are judging them for drinking and food. You are eating that, don't eat that, don't drink that. Are you doing same thing in this church? We need to consider. We need to think about. What are the ways that we can judge other believers in our church? Even though you won't say, you are not saved, but you will judge others based on food and drinks. Have you seen when somebody is cooking dry fish curry? If somebody is cooking dry fish curry, the bad smell will come. Very bad smell will come. But no, after cooking, I like dry fish curry. It could be very, it is very tasty. I enjoy a lot. But no, if you come to my house when I am cooking dry fish curry, you may hate that curry. So what I am saying, no, what I like, that is dry fish curry, you should not judge me. What kind of person you are. So bad smell is coming. If I think, no, I don't like pork sausage. If I see, no, I will run away from that. So if I don't like pork sausage, should I judge you? What kind of person you are eating this food, that food. I don't have any rights to judge anybody else. It's like, no, everybody has their favorite food. That's what I'm saying. We should not judge each other's food, because the cornerstone filled with many cultural people, many state peoples. That one is good, that one is bad. Don't judge anybody else. If you are judging, no, you are acting as like false teachers. False teachers. Romans chapter 14 verse 3 says, the one who eats is not to regard with contempt the one who does not eat. The one who does not eat is not to judge the one who eats, for God has accepted him. If God is accepting me, if God is accepting you, when you are eating your favorite foods, whatever it is, how dare someone has to judge? How dare to judge others based on food? Even eating sacrificed meat is allowed in some cases. No, we are going through 1 Corinthians series, right? When you buy the meat, you can eat it. When you are fed without telling you where that meat is from, you can eat it. If you know that it is sacrificed to idols, you should not eat it. If it is allowed in some cases, what about all useless rules and regulations of food and drinking that are made by men for foolish reasons? Foolish reasons. So what Paul is saying us, he is helping us, we should not judge each other based on food and drinking. We should not judge somebody eating something, that person is going directly to hell. You should not say that. Even though we won't say that statement, but we will criticize in small way. Don't do that. That's what I'm saying. Don't do that. Respect all people's food. Respect all people's culture. You don't have rights. If you are doing that, you are acting as the false teachers. Don't do that, please. The second reason why we run away from legalistic men, they judge us regarding holy days. Look at verse 16. Therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink, in respect to festival, a new moon, a Sabbath day. Here Paul is saying that false teachers are judging with respect to feast, a new moon, a Sabbath. These three things often occurred in Old Testament to describe special days dedicated to God. We see three things together in Ezekiel chapter 45 verse 17. The First Chronicles chapter 20, 3 verse 31. It says, to offer all burnt offerings to the Lord on Sabbaths, the new moons, and the fixed festivals in the number set by the ordinance concerning them continually before the Lord. God's people, God's princes, part to offer all kinds of offering to the Lord in these three different festivals, rituals. But we know scholars, even Colossians, they are practicing some of these things, some of the festivals. One scholar says like this, there is a possibility that some of the festivals were celebrated by pagans. Those days were to be kept for the sake of the elemental spirits of the world. They believe that spiritual powers direct the course of the states, regulate the order of the calendar. There is a wrong motive involved when the observance of these days is bound up with recognition of elementary principle of the world. It's like not the demon influence, like spiritual powers are controlling the calendars, controlling the season, controlling everything. One of the thing is the moon. The moon is controlling. So they are worshipping, they are celebrating some festivals. What I'm saying, no, here, Jewish false teachers, at the same time, Gentile false teachers forcing the church to follow their rules and rituals, the festivals. We can see three kinds of holidays in this passage, in this verse. The first kind of holidays that legalistic men judging them for is religious festivals. Look at verse 16. In respect to a festival. This is an annual festivals, annual religious festivals. For example, Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, Pentecost, trumpets. There are some celebrations Jewish people celebrate. Above all festivals are annual festivals of Jews. They have to celebrate it because God commanded them to celebrate. We will say later why he told to celebrate these things. The most probably false teachers were influencing them to celebrate these festivals for salvation. If you are not celebrating Passover, you are not saved. If you want to be saved, you need to celebrate these all festivals. They were making this mandatory for Christians. So sad, right? They are forcing others to follow their rituals. That's why Paul is saying, don't let them judge you. Don't let them judge you. The second kind of holy day that legalistic men judging them is new moon celebration. Look at verse 16. In respect to a festival or a new moon. The Greek word for new moon is to use to refer a moon or month. The new moon is literally the first of the month. First of the month. This is often celebrated as festival by Jews and Gentiles together. Can you see? Jews and Gentiles will celebrate this. The new moon takes on religious significance. Those who born at that day, new moon, are regarded as lucky person. Did you heard any time? That person born that day, he is lucky person. If anybody, mother gives birth to anybody on that day, the new moon, that person is considered as lucky person. Not only that, worshipping the moon, depending upon the moon in Asia Minor is common. They worship moon as God. How Indians worship sun as God, right? They worship moon as God. They believe that moon is also supposed to be a transitory station for souls on way to and from earth. If you want to go heaven, there is a place via moon. Via moon. The person will come from heaven via moon to the earth. It's like, no, moon is very important for them. They believe that. They believe that. That's why, no, they worship the moon god.
If they worship moon god, that is sin. That is secondary issue is they are forcing Christians to worship moon.
That is sad thing. That's why Paul is writing, even though he is in imprisonment. Because the false teaching increasing day by day in the church. As I said before, the feast of new moon is one of the biblical feast also. People consult the prophet at this day. You can read it later. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 23. If you want to meet a prophet, you can meet in that day. The community assembles for offer of the feast. Ezekiel chapter 46 verse 3. The new moon festival celebration starts with a proclamation which made by wind instrument. They will play wind instrument, then call everybody to offer the things to God. When they're playing in wind instrument, then people will go and visit prophets. So they are doing that celebration. So what happening here? They are applying those things in churches. The difference between celebration of Jews and Gentiles is Jews worship God on that day, but Gentiles worship the moon that day. That is the difference. You can see that. That's why, you know, the Jewish false teacher, they are attacking. They are forcing. At the same time, the pagan false teachers also forcing them to follow new moon celebration. That's why maybe they are saying that. What they are saying. See, you need to consult me as a pastor on that day. You need to offer something to God on that day as a Christian. If you think about the pagan false teachers, what they are saying, you need to worship moon. Because maybe they are twisting the scripture. God created moon. The moon also very important. You need to worship moon. Moon God. They are forcing. They are judging. Brothers and sisters, that is why Paul commands Christians to flee from these people. Not to listen to their theories and obey their theories. The lesson is what Paul is saying. As a Christian, we should not listen to these all things which were made by people or men. Galatians chapter 4 verse 8 to 11, it says, however, at that time, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those which by nature are no gods. But now that you have come to know God, rather to be known by God. How is it that you turn back again the weak and worthless elemental things to which you desire to be enslaved all over again? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that perhaps I have labored over you in vain. Even Jewish Christians, they are worshipping moon god. Did you see what the cry of Paul? I work hard, so much I work hard. Even you are going back. You are worshipping like Gentiles. Even Jewish Christians worshipping moon god, celebrating new moon celebration. At the same time, Gentiles are doing. The both teachers, false teachers, are playing in churches, forcing them. But our view is the moon was created by God. He made the moon for seasons. We need to worship God for that. Amen. But not to worship them, not to follow so many rituals based on the moon. But we Indians, Indian Christians may not celebrate the new moon. But sometimes even believers believe Tuesday is good to start business. We should not travel on Sundays. Friday is bad day. So even sometimes, our area, even they will fix the date for marriage also. Because if you are marrying that day, your marriage will be broken. So you need to marry the particular day.
So the people, even Christians, they go back to elemental principles. They ask those priests, they will fix the date. Based on moon and seasons, years. Are you getting? Are you with me? What I'm saying is they are going back. Even Christians, so-called Christians, going back for those things. Don't do that. Don't believe the Monday is bad, Tuesday is bad, everything is good. Everything was created by God. Created by God. God is good. God is good. But we should not go back. We should not depend on these things. But these false teachers, they are doing encouraging. The third kind of holy day that legalistic men judge them for is Sabbath days. Look at verse 16. It says in respect to festival or new moon or Sabbath day. In Greek, Sabbath day is plural. That's why I said Sabbath days. They are following, they are forcing others to follow this. We know that Genesis chapter 2 verse 2 and 3 says, by the seventh day God completed his work which he had done. He rested on this Sabbath day, seventh day, from all his works which he has done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his works which God had created and made. God did not command Adam and Eve that time, you need to follow Sabbath. But later, he commanded to follow that Sabbath. We know that what is Sabbath is? The rest, the eternal rest that we have in Christ. But no, these people are telling, forcing, criticizing to follow Sabbath days. The Paul is, it's like, no, we need to meet on Saturday. Do you remember some people meet on Saturday because of Sabbath day? We should not follow those things. Brothers and sisters, don't allow anyone who judge you regarding festivals. It's like, no, sometimes we may not celebrate these festivals, but there is a contradiction between, like, whether we can celebrate Christmas or not. Is it okay to celebrate Christmas? Some people say no. We don't know when Jesus' birth clearly. But some people say we can celebrate. Some people say we cannot celebrate Christmas. But no, we cannot judge based on these things. If you want to celebrate, celebrate. If you don't want to celebrate, don't celebrate. But don't criticize the one who is celebrating. But don't criticize one who is not celebrating. That's what we should consider. It's like, no, these things will happen among churches. Then what will happen? Fight will happen. Division will come. The church will become divided. Divided. It should not happen. We have seen the two reasons why we should run away from legalistic men. They are judging regarding their food and drinking. At the same time, they are judging based on holy days. Now we move on. The second way that we pursue Christian freedom from legalism is run to Christ. The reality of all rituals. The reality of all rituals. Run away from legalistic men. Run to Christ. Two ways you can get your Christian freedom from legalism. Look at verse 17. The things which are a shadow of what is to come. The literally, you know, some people added like the things which are only shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Christ. Run to Christ, the reality of all rituals. Paul is giving reason why Colossians should not let anyone judge based on food, drinking, all festivals, because those are shadow of what is to come. Look at the word shadow. The idea is in Greek is a representation of something. This word refers to the idea of contrast between image and reality. Look at yourself in the mirror. You can see two bodies, right? One is real, one is image. The same idea he is using. One body is real, another body is image or copy, representation of body. Think about yourself when you walk in the light. You can see your shadow, right? you can see shadow. Then no, the real one is there, the image is there. One is real, another one is reflection. The Paul confirms that all rituals are representation of things to come, the image of something. We know that that is Jesus Christ. The false teachers of Colossae demand Christians to follow all OT laws and rules and regulations, food and festival regulations. They regarded them as a tool for salvation. But he warns them by emphasizing that these regulations are only a shadow copy of what is to come. Those are not real ones. They are just copied, just image. Paul is saying that don't follow those rituals because they are just shadow of what is to come. He answered in his later praise. Look at verse 17. But the substance belongs to Christ. The literal translation is the body is Christ. There is a body, there is a shadow. That body is Christ. The idea body refers the reality. Because the body is used to contrast the shadow. We cannot take the body literally. We need to take that body as reality. This refers to substantive reality. The reality in the imaginary of body that casts a shadow. There is no body without shadow. If there is a shadow, there is a body. So these all things are just all rituals are pointing to Christ. Now Christian does not need to follow shadows when they have substantive in front of them. Now shadow has no value because of Christ has come. I can understand Paul's ultimate goal here, brothers and sisters. He is saying that run away from legalistic men. Run to Christ, the reality of all rituals. Colossians should cling to, run to Christ alone. No more shadow things. Past they practiced it because they were expecting the reality in Christ. Now we should not do those things. Now there is no need to go back. That's why no Acts chapter 20 verse 7, for example, the Sabbath. Acts chapter 20 verse 7, it says, on that first day of week, when we gathered together to break the bread, Paul began talking to them. First day is Sunday. Even Paul, his co-workers, they are not practicing Sabbath. They are meeting together on Sunday. It's like, no, even Paul is saying he's practicing. He's saying what he practiced. He is not following Sabbath when he is between among Gentiles. Because they know that those things are shadow. But I want to give you a brief explanation of how the rituals are shadow of Christ. Think about Passover. It refers to death and sacrifice of Christ. Think about unleavened bread. It is referring sinlessness of Christ. First fruits, that is talking about Jesus' resurrection from the grave. He resurrected firstly. The Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was sent by Christ. Trumpets, rapture of church, second coming of the Lord, a regathering of Israel. See, every celebration, every festival is pointing to Christ. Those are shadow to Christ. Atonement, substitutionary sacrifice by Christ. So everything, almost all the festivals pointing to Christ. They were practicing so that they can see the reality one day in future. What about Sabbath? The Sabbath refers to rest. We will have eternal rest only in Christ, right? Amen. Only in Christ. That's why look at Psalm 95 verse 9 to 11. Very carefully. Psalm 95 verse 9. When your fathers tested me, that is Israelites, they tried me, though they had seen my work. For 40 years, I loathed that generation and said they are a people who err in their heart. They do not know my ways. Verse 11. Therefore, I swore in my anger, truly they shall not enter into my rest. Jewish people, Israelites, are practicing Sabbath. Do you agree that? But God is saying here, truly they shall not enter into my rest. That means it is talking about the eternal rest. The eternal rest you can have only in Christ, only in Christ. You don't find rest in anywhere else, only in Christ. So even Sabbath is pointing to Christ. Because they did not follow, even Israelites, even though they are following Sabbath, but they are not trusting in Christ, trusting in God. So I think you got the point. What he is saying, everything, festivals, everything is pointing to Christ. Those are shadows. That reality is Christ. You can see two ways to pursue Christian freedom from legalism. The first way, run away from legalistic men. Second way, run to Christ, the reality of all rituals. Once I left my family to Andhra. Then I came back to Goa. Then I was thinking about my family because I miss Reya very well. What I used to do, I want to look at. I was looking her photo in my mobile. Then I will do video call. Then I am looking at them. I am seeing them. One day time has come. They are coming to Goa. So I woke up 4:30 because train arrives at 5:30. So 4:30 I woke up. I get ready. I went to Vasco railway station. I went there. I hugged them. Then I hugged Rhea and my wife. Then they are also very happy. I am also very happy. So let me ask you like this. After seeing Rhea and my wife, is it okay to look at their pictures in phone? So think with me. If I go there, I am seeing Rhea and my wife. Then I am not looking at them. I am looking at phone. What will happen? So sad situation, right? How can I see photo, a shadow, a picture, if I am seeing the real? Reality is front of me. I will hug reality. I won't hug image, shadow. The same thing Paul is saying here. Why you are hugging? Why you are running after shadow things, festivals, legalism? Run to Christ. The reality is Christ. He is the one who gives rest to you. He is the one who gives eternal life. Why you want to follow those all man-made things? Cling to Christ. Run to Christ. That is the lesson we must learn. God may help us to cling to Christ, run to Christ. Not legalistic men, not legalistic things. Let's bow and pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for taking away all our burdens in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for giving Christ as our treasure, our Savior. Lord, help us to run to Christ. Lord, help us to look only Christ, not any rituals. Lord, give us strength and wisdom when we are living among false teachers. Lord, give us joy, Lord, to run to Christ. Lord, give us heart to love you, love your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.